Hello there, everyone. Today, I am so excited to share a new type of episode with you. I'm interviewing course creators who are in the trenches with you to find out what they've learned along the way. And you won't believe what James Lamb has to tell us all about today.
Welcome to the Course Creators HQ podcast, helping you navigate the latest techniques for creating and marketing online courses. And now, here's your host, Julie Hood.
Today's episode is episode 5, James Lamb's 4 Essential Lessons from the Trenches. And I'm so glad you're listening. So let's hear what James has to share with us. As I mentioned, hello James. How are you?
It's a new format. You can call me James Guinea Pig Lamb. There you go. I'll be the guinea pig. And I'm totally okay with that because this is going to be awesome.
Well, I so appreciate you doing this with me. I think this is going to be fantastic for the listeners, and I love chatting with you. We always have such a good time, so thank you for doing this.
Well, this is your zone of genius, right? This is what you do, Julie. So the fact that you think it's a better format, I bet it totally is. So let's get to it, but I'm excited
about
it. Let's
try it. All right. And so I know you have been at it for a long time. You've been in marketing for over 15 years, so you've definitely been in the trenches. And you're currently working with healers who aren't being heard to help. I love that. Healers who aren't being heard to help them get their marketing and get their messages out into the world. And so one more thing I want to tell everyone before we start is that one of the things I really love about you is how spot on you can be with your advice. You're like very targeted to your clients. And it's really, really good because you're not just like that amazing instructor to give them the nuts and bolts. You're like this cheerleader supporter for people when things get tough. So thank you for being such a good marketer, because you're going to have some great stuff to share with us.
Well, I appreciate that. And here's something interesting, right? So we're going to get to the wisdom already, even though I don't have very much wisdom. But you know, what's the easy part is the tactical part. Right? When you say, what should I do? When you say, you should price it at 197, that's easy. What's difficult is the mindset. And so a lot of the masterminds and a lot of the stuff you're talking about is all centered around mindset. It's all centered around what you believe. What are your belief patterns? What has led you to them, right? And this is what I'm finding, and you would understand this better than anybody, Julie. This is what I'm understanding with masterminds now, is the development of entrepreneurship is less about the tactics, more about where you are in personal development and your mindset.
Wow. Yes, that's so huge. And I don't think everyone, especially when they get started, that they know about that. Do you think?
No, of course not. Of course not. And a lot of this is because of, I think school is amazing. We just had this conversation. I have a 5-year-old that finished her first day at grade 1, which is awesome.
Congrats.
But school actually teaches you that it's bad to fail. Think about it.
They do.
School teaches you it's bad to fail, right? But at the same time, what is the best thing for entrepreneurship is to fail, because you know what not to do. There's only a finite number of options for everything you do, and you figure out pretty quickly what you should not do. And believe me, most entrepreneurship grows like that. You hear about all these stories of Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. But what you don't hear in these romantic in terms of like, I struggled and I won, but there's so many failures along the way.
Right.
And somehow there's summary in like 8 years later. And you're like 8 years later, you just read that as 3 words, but think about 8 years. 8 years is a long time, right?
To fail.
And then it says 8 years, Bill Gates got this contract with, I don't even know, right? I haven't read it, but got this contract with so-and-so. And you're like, wow, all I need to do is get that contract. But it doesn't work that way, team. You need to fail 8 years to be able to have the wisdom of what not to do to create the product that people actually want, to be able to make the connections to open the store. So there you go.
Right, exactly.
We don't even need to do the rest of the podcast. That's it. Or the rest of the recording. That's it.
that's the only lesson everybody needs, right?
It's true. So someone said, fail fast, right? Fail quickly and fail fast. There you go.
Yes, that took me a long time to learn. I agree with you. So, but tell us why you're working with healers. I'm so curious. It's a great audience, but what is your...
um one thing I learned, and you will learn this at some point in time, team, is if you have a business, any business, you need to be specific. And if you are specific in the beginning, you can become a leader in the field and you will grow your audience. If you try to grow your audience first and then be specific, it is never going to work. And I love working with healers because what we talked about just now, right? We talked about mindset and we talked about how important it is for success. And it has been a key plank for me. And it sounds like a key plank for you, Julie. And I'm pretty sure anybody who you interview who is super successful, they will say, yeah, I had a coach, I had a mentor, I did a course. I had to get over X, Y, Z to be able to do it. So I feel like I love working with healers because there needs to be more healing in the world because we need more successful entrepreneurs, small businesses, mindful dads, mindful mothers, mindful children. And the list goes on and on. But I love it because of specifics, which means I can grow my clientele faster. And it's so needed in the world.
Oh, I love that because yes, we do need it. Thank you for making the world a better place by helping all the healers. And so would that be one of the lessons you would say that's it's being specific and focusing on just a certain niche?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know this better than anybody, Julie. So if you have questions, I mean, Julie is right here. She's smarter than I am, which is great. She's been at the game for way longer than I have.
No, that's not true.
But you have to be specific. And I love that, right? I love specificity because all of a sudden, let me put it this way, right? At one point in time, I actually released a digital marketing course, and Julie knows this is like 8.5 hours. The thing's a monster, right? And it's sitting on the shelf collecting dust. And part of the reason, because I was like, any small business can use this, any healer can use this, any entrepreneur can use this, but no one really resonated. Now, when I started talking about, and this is only 2 weeks ago, when I started talking about healers, the number of people to come out of the woodwork and say, I need that. And I haven't even finished it. I'm like, I have this beta test for healers. Oh my God, I'm in. You know, like it's people put up their hand and they are absolutely in. So I'm not even trying to sell this thing. And people are already really excited and saying, this is a great idea. So it's almost like external validation, if you will.
I love that. Yes. I'm so glad you said that because I think that's one of those really tough things. People don't want to exclude. So, you know, they don't want to exclude part of their audience. So if they can be specific, though, they're going to resonate so much better. I love how you said that.
Yeah. And think about, like, Julie is probably going to teach you about abundance versus scarcity mindset. And if she doesn't, I'm sure she has someone who can teach you about that. But that is, you know, we talked about training the mind, and that's one of the biggest things you're going to learn. Abundance versus scarcity. Scarcity means you need to be broad to attract everybody because you think there's a limited pond to fish in. Abundance mindset is there's infinite number of fish in this infinite ocean and I have a small rowboat and all I have to feed is myself. Does that make sense? So the difference is
yes.
Massive.
Yes. Yes. Fantastic. Okay. So tell us about the biggest thing you learned when you were creating a course, one of the early ones that you were doing.
Get help. You know, I had a business coach who, and we are still friends. He's coming to JVology Live. If you know what that is, I don't know when you're going to release this, but it's where Julie and I met. And, you know what, he said a few really good things. And one of the best things he said was entrepreneurs don't get overloaded with workload. They get overloaded by decision load, right?
Oh, that's right.
Right. So all of a sudden you get help with the course. And this is what I love about what you do and what Amy does is that Amy says, are you a starter course? Are you a spotlight course? Or are you a signature course? And what I thought it was, I am absolutely not even close to. So I thought it was a spotlight / signature, like a spotniture, whatever the term is. Right? But no, I'm a starter course, full on, full in. And that allows me to price it accordingly. That also allows me to get rid of the imposter syndrome, right? Because all of a sudden, because I got help, I don't have to be like, I need to show all my chops here and I need to show people how much knowledge I have and change the world. No. Because it's a starter course, you back up and you say, I just need to get people on the path. That is my job. My job is to take all these people who are milling around like zombies and saying, you know what, you were going the wrong way. You need to go this way. And that's what the new course is all about. It's called Attract an Audience, an Intuitive Marketing Guide for Healers. And it's all about finding your message and all about, how do I use this message? How do I make sure the tribe is engaged? How do I make sure I speak to the right people? How do I make sure I'm not embarrassed about the message? Again, we're not talking anything tactical. We're talking about making sure you stand in your power. And that's the beautiful thing about introductory courses. Yes, they're academically easy. Yes, they're relatively cheap, but they have the power to set something alight.
Oh my goodness. So when you get this ready, I want you to send me the link, because I have all of these healers that are really, you know, talented and wonderful people, but they really don't know how to market. So they need you so desperately to share this message with them and to kind of help them. Is the goal to help them figure out where to focus, or is the goal to figure out what to say, or both, or?
A little bit of both, and a little bit like, time to power up, you know? And Julie, you know all about this. A lot of us tend to, quote unquote, self-sabotage. I think there's a certain amount of, I don't want to say hypocrisy, but a little bit of hypocrisy in the fact that healers help other people get out of the woods, find their path, and live in their power. And healers themselves are the ones that are stuck in the woods, not in their power, and embarrassed to say what they are, right? So I think there's a little bit of hypocrisy, but it's because you care so much.
And right? We teach what we need to learn, right? So, you know, one of the things we were talking about is just being a little bit further ahead than your students. So
yeah.
Obviously you're way past that, because you've got 15 years of experience to help them. So thank goodness.
But let me point this out, Julie. I still have imposter syndrome. 100%.
Don't you think 100%. Almost everyone does?
Of course. Except maybe Amy Porterfield. And even she, I bet she would say she does too, to be honest.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. At least sometimes. Like when she's doing something new, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. She's pretty good.
Yeah. But this is, you know, we talked about a little bit about the learnings from this course. And this is sort of the last one. I'm going to lead you to this anyways, Julie.
Great.
You know, and I put down here, don't try to release the perfect course right away. And I want to address that a little bit, because me included, okay, I'm 100% liable for this as well. But a lot of the times we use, I'm working on the course, or I'm working on myself, or I don't have my message right. Why? Because we're scared. Because you're scared to release it, because you're worried people are going to judge you. And so you live in purgatory. You live in between, I've released it and I haven't released it. And you're kind of like, I'm releasing. It's like forever, you know, the device that you pick up, it says patent pending. It's been patent pending for 25 years. You know, like the patent office does not work quickly. But the difference is that it's not the patent office that is slowing you down. It's you. Make a decision. If it's the wrong decision, make another decision, but try something. This is the year to say yes to things. So if you were there and you were almost there, get a plan, get help, speak to experts. I don't care what it is. This is your time to rise, stand in your power. But to do that, you have to take a risk.
Oh my goodness. So what kind of risks would you say you're jumping into this year?
I'm jumping into a lot of risk.
Really? Really?
I'm all about the risk. Yeah. For better or for worse. So this year, in April and Julie, you know this, but listeners don't. In April, I sold my boutique marketing firm, which was like my 2-year-old still sucks your thumb. And that's what it feels like sometimes. That business was terrible for me, and it's awful for my teeth, you know, and mental mindset, but it was comforting. And I sold it. And so, but I've said yes to a lot. So we started a new business. I have a podcast. You know that, Julie.
I love your podcast.
You've been a guest, right?
Tell everybody the name of it so they can listen.
Sure. It's called Three Steps to Thrive. The episode you want to watch is the one with Julie Hood, because that is an amazing one, actually. That's a really good one. We talked about like 1992, I think.
I know. We were back in the dark ages.
Or is it now the dark ages? I don't know which one. It doesn't matter. you know, I've started a podcast. I've started teaching the digital marketing course, like I said.
Yes.
Red balloon. So I pivoted, right? So I'm doing something else. I hired my first employee, which has been awesome, by the way. We're not making anything, but we're taking a gander, because I think this is a winning product. I signed up to be part of the JB Lounge, and I'm making all sorts of connections. So I think this is going to be a good year. Has everything gone perfect? No. And it never will. It never will.
Yeah. Why do we think as entrepreneurs that it needs to go perfect? Where does that come from, do you think?
Let me ask you this question. This is a better question to ask you. My daughter entered a coloring contest.
Uh-huh.
And she lost.
Okay.
Okay. And it's devastating for a 5-year-old, right?
Yeah. Parents.
Why? But this is why winning is so good, because there's a chance of losing. If you had no chance of losing, is winning as good? You know you're going to win. Who cares?
Isn't it that whole, like, give everyone on the team a trophy kind of thing, that it doesn't mean anything because everyone got one?
Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why entrepreneurship can be so rewarding, but so difficult too. Because you try and you try and you fail and you fail. And we're going back in circles because we talked about this in the beginning, but it's so important, because the minute things get difficult, that's when people pull the plug. When it's the moment when you need to push on through. Maybe you need to pivot.
Oh, you're right.
Maybe you need to work harder. Maybe you need to stand up and say, you know what? I was 100% wrong. And Julie, even you and I, I'll give you an example. You and I, we haven't had always the smoothest sailing relationship, and that's okay, right? It's okay, because I said, you know what, Julie, I'm super embarrassed about this. I'm so sorry. And you were like, no, I'm sorry to bring it up. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Like, it was super Canadian, right? We were apologizing. But now look at the relationship, right? The relationship is stronger because of that honesty and that vulnerability. So that's okay.
Right. I love that. I love how you can take maybe a negative, like the losing or having a difficult relationship, and it actually can be a positive for your business and can make things blossom and come out of that experience. So I want to make sure that we kind of pull together all these lessons for the audience. So the first one we were talking about was the failing fast, right? We want to make sure that we definitely.
I think that was a bonus lesson, actually.
Yes.
I'll read it back to you if that's helpful. But I think that was a bonus lesson. So the bonus lesson is fail fast, fail quickly.
Yes.
The next one is be specific.
Okay.
So be specific in everything, right? Your brand and your course. Get help, for God's sakes, get help. If that's a form of employee, if that's a form of mentor, if that's in a form of, I don't care what it is, get help. And the last one is, you know, and I'm going to requote Doug Sandler, because he said this first, don't let perfection be the enemy of done.
I love that. And I will tell you, as a reformed perfectionist, that one can be the toughest for people, because, you know, our schooling and our training, they teach us that we have to be perfect all the time. Yes. Did you get that message too?
Yes. If you failed, it wasn't a lesson learned. No, it was that you suck. That's basically it, right?
And this you is get terrible. An F.
you have to, you know, and I'm still reforming that too, right? I'm a straight A student, or I was for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, failure is not a failure, right? Failure, success is built on the shoulders of multiple failures. If you want to think about it that way, that is a better way to say it.
Right. And you don't know what to work on until what you're doing now either works or doesn't. Like, the faster you can figure that out, the faster you can move along.
Yes. And you know that better than anybody. Think about the number of people who you graduated for courses, right? And think about, you know, you can guide them, and I know you do a great job, and you can tell them what you think, but until they actually try it, even you don't know. And you've had lots of experience doing this.
So tell us how to get a hold of you, because I know lots and lots of folks, after they hear this, they're going to be like, oh my goodness, he's hit on something that I need. I've got to learn to be a healer and to do, you know, I'm a healer and I need to learn the marketing side of things.
Yes. It depends on when you listen to this. So it is September 3rd, 2020. And I hope we're in the middle of COVID. I always say the middle of COVID. I said the middle of COVID in April, but obviously that wasn't true.
I know. I thought we'd be done by now.
Easiest way, I'm going to actually send Julie a code, because I like tracking these things, and Julie's been so good to me. So I don't know why I'm talking about you in the third person, but I am Julie. I'm looking right at you and I'm saying Julie. look, if you listen to this in time for October 6th, team, it's $197 that I'm selling the course for normally. It's $97 for the beta test. I promise you will get like minimum $2,500 of value on this thing. And I'm not just saying that. Like, I believe in what I do. I'm capping the course at 12 people because I want really good feedback and testimonials. And if you want to be that person to join, I would love that forever. Now, moving forward, Julie and I have an affiliate deal, so I will give you the link for that when it comes out. But team, you want to be a guinea pig, say yes. This is your year to say yes to things. And October 6th, running that. I will let Julie know how to track it, and we'll go from there.
Fantastic. And please, please send me the link, because I want to tell everyone, I have been in some of your masterminds and seen kind of how you address your students and work with them. And like I said at the beginning, one of the things I love about what you do is you're very, very specific to the person that you're talking to. So it's not like general marketing advice. You get that right into what exactly they need. And then also the little cheerleader side of it too, because you, like you said, you can give them the price of their course, but they need the motivation and the excitement and the, you can do this. That's what I love about how you work with folks. So
thanks, Julie. I really appreciate that. You were, and for what it's worth, I know I'm a guinea pig today and it seems to have worked well. But you were a guinea pig for me because I had never run a mastermind before, right? That was my first one. I was like,
Julie, no way, that master. It was your first one. Oh, it was so good. Oh my goodness. Well, I can imagine what they'll be like once you get a few more under your belt, because that one was outstanding.
Well, we'll see. If I keep getting compliments like you, my head might be giant and I'll be terrible.
No.
Look, I appreciate it anyway. So thank you for this opportunity and thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing all the lessons with everyone. I know they will pull a lot from that, and have a great time on the 6th, and congrats for having a first grader on her first day. I'm so excited for you.
First full day. You know, what's interesting, sorry, side note, is here's a way to show some personality is your mask.
Yes. Right?
And what's really interesting, like the social dynamic of polka dots versus stripes, cat versus dog, like all these things that you have no clue about, that we never grew up with, is right literally in front of your face.
Right. Oh my goodness. So what did she have today? What kind of mask?
She's kind of an old soul, I have to tell you. So she has this, like, lace sounds terrible, but it's lace and it's 3D, but it's beautifully done. And like, I love it. Her friend has a dog. So obviously we're going to get like nose and like the whiskers and the dog mouth next, right?
All right.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. And it's just nice for her to be around people. So there you go.
And a way to share her personality in a whole new way. So
yeah, it's almost like I'm wearing this with pride, right? And Lord knows we have enough problems, in my opinion anyways, to get the kid to go to school confidently. And that's something that we're working with her on. But if this helps, then that's awesome too.
I love it. Well, enjoy the first night. And thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it, James.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been such a pleasure. And I love this format, by the way. This is so good. It's so easy to work with.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. So you have a great night. So wasn't James so good? I so enjoyed chatting with him, and I hope you enjoyed the experience of his lessons as much as I did. And if you'd like to follow up with James, go to CourseCreatorsHQ.com/James L. That's CourseCreatorsHQ.com/James L. And thank you so much for listening and subscribing. And if you enjoyed these podcast episodes, please leave us a 5-star review. It really, really helps with rankings to help us show up for more folks who are interested in courses. So thanks, and have a fantastic week.